Today, we'd like to study the title of Consider of Your Ways in Haggai, chapter 1, verses 1 to 15. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 6, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Why does it happen? Question 2. In verses 7 and 8, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. What does God teach us? In verse 14, question 3, so the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Jeshua, the son of Jehoiada, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. What does these verses show? First of all, we are going to see brief history, captivity return. Cyrus, the king of Persia, allowed to Judah to return into Israel and Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of God. That's 536 before Christ. Then Zerubbabel and the governor of Judah, Jeshua, who was a high priest. So those of them were leaders to bring about 5,000 Israelites. That's a talk about Ezra chapter 2, verses 2 and 64 and 65. Then in Samaria, they asked to Zerubbabel to help the Judah to rebuild the temple. But Zerubbabel rejected because the Samaritan who worshipped God as well as idols. So Samaritan originally came from northern Israel, conquered by Assyria, but those forefather Jews intermarried with the Gentiles so that they worshipped other gods as well. So because of impurity, Zerubbabel and Jeshua rejected a Samaritan offering to help to rebuild the temple. So therefore, Samaritan made a petition to Persian king at that time, Artaxerxes. So Artaxerxes accepted the Samaritan's petition. So Artaxerxes made a decree to cease the Judah's rebuilding the temple. So 14 years lapse over rebuilding the temple. So now, 520 before Christ, God touched Haggai. So Haggai, who were encouraging the Judah to rebuild the temple continually. So first one, in the second year of King Darius, now King Darius, in the 6th month on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Jeshua, the son of Jehoiada, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying. So the people of Judah did not time yet to start rebuild the temple of God. Then God touches Haggai, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins? So paneled houses meaning they spent time to beautify their own houses, but laying the temple in ruins or in waste. The temple was the symbol of the presence of God, so that the rebuilt temple tells Judah's relationship with God, but ruined temple, which means disregarded the relationship with God. So they disregard spiritual life, worship God, you know, tithe, praying life, Bible study, preaching, teaching, and so on. So spiritual life, or the things of God, the things of spirit, rather than physical life. Physical life here, beautifying houses, such as job security, finance, retirement plan, family matter, vacation, leisure activities, and so on. Now, therefore, says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways, which means examine yourself or examine your heart. You have sown much and bring in little you eat, but do not have enough you drink. But you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is wearing. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with hole. So you are broke. Why? Because this is verse 9, the harder they worked for themselves, the less they had, because they ignored their relationship with God or spiritual life. You know, verse 9 says, why? Says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruin. So they ignored the kingdom of God, the spiritual life, the matter over God. So my house that is in ruin, while everyone overruns to his own house. They care over their own house, their own matter, own family, vacation, leisure, activity. So they simply disregard God's matter, spiritual life. That's the answer. Verse 7, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways, or consider your heart, or examine your heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31-32. For if we would judge ourselves, or examine myself, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world, or with non-Christians. So, first of all, we should examine ourselves before the Lord, or before the word of God in spirit. So go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple that I may take a place in it and be glorified, says the Lord. Here 7 and 8 basically God teaches us don't be messed up priority. Priority always the matter of God, the kingdom of God, the relationship of God, God's matter. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 and 34, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, clearly said, first to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. No matter what, you are giving, you know, very nice, you know, your spouse, you know, some kind of diamond ring. That is all of them beautify the house matter, not God's matter. That's the bottom line. Priority over there. Don't confuse it. Priority. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withhold its fruit. So God gave a hard time, you know, less productive, less fruitful, because God called for a drought, rather of famine or no water on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil. That is the main food of Jewish people at that time. Wine is grape oil, and whatever the ground brings forth on man and livestock, also animal, and on all the labor of your hands, they have drought. You know, less productive, less fruitful, although they worked hard. Why? God wanted them to turn back to God. So God wanted them to seek God's matter first. Also, God wanted them to keep on spiritual life, not to disregard the spiritual life. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest with all remnant of the people, royal leader is Zerubbabel and Joshua, and the people obeyed the voice of the Lord. Right now, it's obey the Lord, their God. So basically, Haggai delivered God's word, you know, build up the temple of God that now they listen to. So there's no they should do. Then they got convicted because they were wrong to spend and beautify, you know, their own house, disregarding the temple of God. Then the Spirit give them to will and to work for God's pleasure. So obey the words of Haggai the prophet and the Lord their God had sent to them, and the people feared the presence of the Lord. Here is the beginning of wisdom. Fear the Lord. Presence of the Lord. Presence of the Lord, you know, what you mean? The temple of God is a symbol of the presence of the Lord. Why? You know, temple of God in right-hand side, the sanctuary, or a holy place, behind the veil or curtain, that is the most holy place, most holy place at all the time, you know, God, you know, was present on the Ark of a Covenant. Although God is omnipresent, so that's why that is a symbol of the presence of God. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. That is Emmanuel with you. So the Lord stood up the spirit of Zerubbabel. First of all, the Lord stood up the spirit, work to leader Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, then Joshua, or Jeshua, high priest, then the people, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Right here, so listen to, you know, God's word, you know, feeling, convicting, repenting, then you have a willing heart, then your work come out. When, you know, we listen to message of God's word, the first time so we said, oh, that's a good point. Then you have, you know, feeling, you know, from knowing of God's word. But when you know, you live there, you next step, you wouldn't go to a next step. Simply, you forget it. So you don't have a willing heart to work. So there is no, you know, work. So therefore, James chapter 2, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has a faith but does not have works? So we don't see, you know, each faith, because the faith is evidence of things not seen, unseen thing. So how can, you know, other Christian, other brothers, or other non-Christian know your faith? That is, must be works. Works is a plural. So the faith can be followed by various works. So can faith save him? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So here, the show, faith is not shown by allegation or saying, but by works. Faith in heart is spiritually followed by works. Right here we can see. That's question 3 answer. Then on 24th day of the 6th month in the second year of King Darius, so 24, so 23 days take time to work from the people's hearing over Haggai's word, because Haggai's word is coming out the first day of 6 months, but now is 24th day. But a little bit, it took her time longer, but that's better than no response. So, for example, Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 17, in the last day of Judah, so that time is the Jewish people never listen, never respond to Jeremiah saying. Jeremiah said, but if you will not hear it, don't hear, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. So not hearing God's words here indicated pride. Because of your pride, that's why you don't listen to me. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. Here indicating a Babylonian captivity story. But at least here is better than no response. But although it took 23 days. So let's see each question answer in verse 6. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. What does it happen? Why does it happen? In verse 9 said, basically the Israel people doesn't build the temple of God, which meaning they disregard spiritual life. That's why less productive, less fruitful. Question 2, in verses 7 and 8, there says the Lord will consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring woods and build a temple that I may take place in it and be glorified, says the Lord. What does God teach us? Place the first priority always the matter of God, the temple over God. So always a priority relationship with God. So Jesus said the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So that is always a priority, no matter what. So don't be messed up. Don't mess up priority. Don't be confused with priorities. In verse 14, so the Lord stood up, the spirit of Zerubbabel, and spirit of Joshua, the spirit of all remnant of people. So the Lord stood up each spirit. Then they came and worked on the house of the Lord, house their God. What does this verse show? This verse show alive faith, not dead faith, because hearing the word of God, so they knowing, then feeling, then they have a willing heart, then it's to work right here. So not dead faith, but alive faith shown. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We conclude today's Bible study.